The bills kicking around the legislature this session would allow private insurers called surplus lines companies to simply take over Citizens' customers. Those customers would get a letter telling them they now had an insurer other than Citizens. If they wanted, they could opt out of the deal and stay with Citizens, but if they did nothing, they'd be locked into the new company. That was one sticking point with a number of lawmakers. Another sticking point was the very fact that out-of-state surplus lines insurers, unregulated and with no assurance they'd even be able to pay claims, would be providing the coverage. That was the essence of the Senate bill, sponsored by Naples Republican Senator Garrick Richter. Fellow Republican State Senator Mike Fasano of Newport Richey proposed a corrective amendment.
This would require that that those surplus lines companies that will be taking policies out of Citizens, that they come under the Florida Insurance Guarantee Association, like every other insurance company in the state has to.
The Florida Insurance Guarantee Association, called FIGA for short, is supposed to be a safety valve in the event property insurers are overwhelmed in the wake of an unusually severe storm or storms. Richter, upset by Fasano's amendment, rose to insist surplus lines companies would have far more reserves than either FIGA or Citizens. Then he turned his attention to the amendment's sponsor.
Now, what really confuses me, Senator Fasano, I'm puzzled. I'm puzzled by your attacks on this bill and your attempt to kill it because of FIGA.
Meanwhile, Senate Budget Chief J.D. Alexander recalled the 2006 failure of the Poe insurance companies. Those firms, owned by former Tampa Mayor Bill Poe, were later sued by state regulators. The charges were the top officials paid themselves big money as their companies were losing millions.
And I guess my question is that there's this implication that somehow regulation of insurance companies protects our public in some way, when in Poe's case in particular, I guess I'd ask, was it not the regulatory scheme that was allowed with Poe that caused that failure?
And Senator Richter insisted the whole idea was to make sure whatever entity was providing the coverage would be solid enough financially to pay claims.
Why wouldn't we want to give policyholders a chance to move to a strong, solvent insurer, to avoid assessments for them and for all Floridians? They can avoid assessments for all Floridians that own cars, small businesses, and homes.
Senator Fasano finally had had enough of others answering questions regarding his amendment.
With all great respect to all that are asking these questions, they are going to Senator Richter. So what I'd like to do is just temporarily postpone or pass the amendment.
Effectively taking it off the table for the time being. Senators then took up 13 more amendments, most also trying to provide more state oversight to the surplus lines insurers. In the course of the ensuing debate, Senator Thad Altman, Republican of Melbourne, asked whether the legislature should even be trying to move policyholders out of Citizens in the first place.
As I said earlier, I believe that Citizen is solvent. We haven't had a major storm in years, especially when you look at the rates that individuals are paying, exorbitantly high rates for Citizens. And I don't believe that I don't believe the people of Florida and our insurance company Citizens is irresponsible or actuarially unsound.
Altman's amendment would give policyholders the final say on whether or not they stayed with Citizens. That amendment did pass. More amendments came and went. Finally, after more than an hour and a half of questions and debate, Senate President Mike Haradopoulos brought the matter to a close.
All right. Pursuant to Rule 4.19, bill is ordered engrossed and placed in the count of bills on third reading. Read the next bill.
Later in the day, former Florida insurance consumer advocate Sean Shaw called the amendment Senate bill a bit less predatory, but still bad news. He said his organization, Policyholders of Florida, would keep working for its defeat this week. For WFSU-FM, I'm Tom Flanagan.